beautiful Arizona Saturday morning as we go through our last segment here in the Outdoor Living Hour. You know, we'll cover other indoor plants that are common around the holidays in Arizona, but what about traditional fireplaces? The cost of a cord of wood is up $45 over last year, and for a traditional heating space, one of the things that growing up, we always had a traditional wood fireplace. Now, they switched to gas as soon as they didn't have any firewood cutters at the house anymore when they all moved out. That conversion happened pretty quick.
Amen, brother.
As pretty as it looks to put flowers and decorations around the fireplace, that's one easy way to shorten their lifespan.
Well, things like, so the number one holiday plant this time of year, obviously, is poinsettias. And they're a tropical plant. They like, pretty consistent, warm, humid air. And I chuckle when I walk into the grocery store. Where are they at? Right behind the automatic door. And that door opens, and you can see the cold air rush in, and the leaves all flutter, and then the door closes. It's the worst place you can put a poinsettia is where they get drafts of especially colder air hitting them, or have a heater blowing on, or you don't want to ruin a Christmas tree really fast. Put it close to the fireplace or the heater register where the hot, dry air is blowing on it consistently. So, yeah, as pretty as they look, put your poinsettias in a brightly lit area that doesn't get hot or cold drafts. Make sure you keep it fairly moist. They don't like to get dry. Make sure you take it, when you do water it, take it out of that pretty foil wrapper. Because if you water it and leave it in there, it's going to sit in water and get too wet. So take it over to the sink, put it in the sink, run water through it, get it good and wet. Then once it's done draining, put it back in the foil wrapping or the container that you have it in. So bright, warm, treat it like a tropical house plant.
And Christmas cactus, those have always been one of my favorite.
You know, they're pretty tough. They're a succulent, so they don't like to, on the other hand, they don't like to stay wet. They like to get pretty dry in between. Pretty good, well-lit, brightly lit conditions. Succulent. It doesn't like dark situations. We have some customers that, you know, that became a generational plant. You know, they might be on their second or third generation of owning a Christmas cactus. It'd been passed down from generation to generation, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old, some of them. So they can be pretty spectacular.
And you get to enjoy them all year long. Like you said, you've got some of the last 50, 60 years.
Yeah. I was at a business the other day. They had one actually in a big pot. It was actually outside. It was protected, you know, kind of under a stairwell where it was bright, but not, you know, didn't get, you know, exposed to the cold. And it was in full bloom, and it was huge. You know, it was maybe 15 or 18 inches across and hanging over the edge of the pot. Obviously, it had been there a while. But they don't like the cold. They're a subtropical succulent. So they like warm and bright, but let them dry out.
And a nursery is a great place to go if you're down to the wire and looking for a last-minute gift idea.
Oh, man, you know,
vegetable plant, flowers, it's a great go-to spot.
You know, one of my favorite things to tell people, if you don't know what to, you know, and the person is a gardener, get a clay pot, reasonable size clay pot, and just walk around and get a few packs of seeds, maybe a pair of gloves. Gloves are somebody that's a gardener that you never have enough gloves. You're always losing gloves or you're wearing them out. So a pair of gloves.
Dog eats a finger off of one.
Yeah, maybe a little few packs of seeds, maybe a little bag of potting soil, and boom, you've got a ready-made little gift basket using the pot as a container for it.
And then, you know, a tree is something that'll last, like you said, generations. I've always enjoyed that. We haven't done it because I haven't got water out to it yet, but the south end of our property, we're going to plant. When we'll catch up there, but we'll eventually have a complete privacy screen out of plants, but we're going to have one for each year that we've been there, and it'll just continue around the property once we get the water all the way out.
Great idea, planting trees for memorials for people. You know, it's a great thing to do. They're for, you know, once you have a tree, it's pretty much forever. So, you know, it's a wonderful idea to there's always places that need trees, schools, parks, you know, those types of places that need that little bit of extra shade to help our, you know, our heat island effect go away if we can. If we can get some more shade canopy, we'd be in better shape.
Both Phoenix and Tucson have the city council or, you know, whatever, are working on plans. Like, I know Phoenix is trying to go from 13% canopy to 25% canopy over the next 10 years. And Tucson put aside a couple million dollars to increase theirs as well. That's a big push. So we always have that SRP mesquite tree giveaway. I imagine you'll start seeing a lot more of those types of programs pop up over the next couple of years.
I hope so. Yep.
John Jay, thanks a bunch for coming in.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
Sharing all your holiday season cheer. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
well, pleasure. And in particular, we're going to be talking about tamales later on. And
that's right.
Your best tamales as we wrap up the program. We always talk about where we're going for lunch. Well, one of the reasons we pick tamales is because we know that's a big holiday tradition at the Harpers. A big tamale cookout, and we have a couple in the freezer out back that you brought us.
I hope
this morning.
Enjoy them.
We will.
All right.
Stay tuned. Next hour, we'll be talking about some of the most asked questions we were asked all year long. Can I remove that wall? Why are all Arizona homes covered in stucco? What are some of the most important fixes I have to do to my aging home? All in the next hour. Stay tuned.